Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
An intriguing name for a rock band, the New Pornographers.
You've never heard that as a band name?
No.
Yeah, no. It's kind of, they're kind of like a pop.
Like sex rock?
No, it's not sex. Wait, who is this? Is this Ron?
Yeah. You know that chick you had on the show earlier tonight?
Yeah.
She was in Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Yeah. Lisa
Dirty D.
She played Dirty D in Phantom of the Park. Lisa Jane Persky.
Yeah, well, she had a skank factor of like 8.7 in that thing.
Oh, stop it!
I remember the night that Kiss movie aired on TV.
You remember the night Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park aired?
I sure do. And you hid in your bedroom closet because you were afraid of Paul Stanley's chest hair. You thought his chest hair was a rabid ocelot, and it was going to jump out of the TV and chaw you.
Ron, well, very funny. These are the things that generally stay private with families. And this is my brother, Ron, my oldest brother, Ron Sharpling. How are you tonight, Ron?
At your service, baby brother.
Yeah. You're the oldest brother of the family.
The big dog, the Sharpling family. After Daddy, of course.
The big, you know. Hey, can I ask you a question, Ron?
Yeah, sure, baby brother.
Did you do what I think you did, the last week, the morning after Christmas?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, for everybody who's listening, at Thanksgiving a month ago, Ron and I were together, the whole family was together, and we were laughing about how funny it would be is when Christmas came around, that if we both made this kind of elaborate production about exchanging envelopes, handing each other fancy envelopes at the annual Sharpling I guess I have to call it the family Christmas pageant, which Daddy will flip his wig if I just say it was Christmas. But you have to call it the Sharpling family Christmas pageant, or he loses his marbles.
That's right. So you're lucky he's not listening.
The whole thing was we were going to exchange these envelopes, and that each envelope would have a check for $7,000 in it, and then we would show everybody, like, oh, we got the check, and everybody would laugh at how over the top the gift was, and but it would be funny because we're giving each other $7,000 gift each, and they would cancel the other one out. So that was kind of what was funny about it.
It's making me laugh right now just thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly laughing about it because I might be laughing if you didn't cash your check.
What? I thought that was the next part of the joke,
no,
right?
No. The whole thing was we were making this show of like, Ron, here's your gift from me.
Right.
Merry Christmas. You open it. Oh, my God. It's a check for $7,000. And then you hand me mine, and it's a check for $7,000. So you're giving what you got, and you're right, back at zero.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never spoke about actually cashing the checks.
Oh, I thought we did. Really?
No, we definitely didn't.
Oh, man, no. I'm sorry.
I want that $7,000 back tomorrow.
Well, I don't have it, Tom.
Does this have anything to do with that? I saw in your driveway.
Right.
There's like a huge tarp. Hello?
Yeah.
What's under the tarp, Ron?
Look, I think the real question here is, what are you doing with $7,000 in your checking account? I didn't know your pockets were that deep, baby brother.
So that's look, that's what? What?
Listen.
Yeah.
This is just between the two of us. If you want to tell your big brother how you acquired such a sizable nest egg, I'll keep it under my hat. And look, you can tell me if you're dealing street drugs.
If I'm dealing street... No, I'm not dealing street drugs. And, you know, can you stop calling me baby brother? I have always hated that.
You have?
I've always hated it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
It's
endearing.
No, it's gross. We're both adults.
All right, all right.
Ron?
Yeah.
Just be straight with me.
All right.
The tarp in your in your driveway?
Yeah.
There's a helicopter under it, isn't there?
Look, you know my lifelong dream is to own a cool helicopter.
Yeah, no, your lifelong dream to own a helicopter, you're afraid to drive a car. But how on earth are you ever going to actually fly a helicopter?
Look, driving is stupid. We all know that. And in 10 years, everybody's going to be coptering to work, to church, the supermarket.
This is not funny at all. I need that money back.
I don't have it.
I've got nothing to say to you until I get that money back.
Wait. Does that mean you won't come on my podcast?
What podcast?
Big Brother Ron's Real the Best Show.
Wait, what is the Hello? Name of it?
Big Brother Ron's Real the Best Show.
You actually have the best show in the title of your podcast.
Yeah, it is the best show. It's the real the best show.
Ugh, this is so unfair. I can't believe that you're basically just doing, I guess, what is some sort of lame knockoff of my show.
Well, I take offense to the word lame, but look, nobody but perverted truckers can hear your podcast. You do it over the CB airwaves, right?
I don't do my show is not over the CB airwaves.
Oh, I thought I read in Variety that it was.
It's Variety. It's Variety is not even a word. And I know for a fact you don't read Variety or any, you don't read anything. You read nothing.
I read all the time.
I've never, you know.
What?
The only thing I can ever remember you reading, it would be like a label on a beer bottle.
Yeah, so?
Just staring at a beer bottle. Like, I remember you just like, just Bud, like reading like the Bud Light thing.
Yeah, because it had all those little words on it.
Yeah, little.
Most people don't know what it says.
Yeah, well, it says Bud Light.
No, there's little writing on it. It's like a little whole story about Budweiser and how cool the old grandfather was.
How cool the... Okay.
Yeah, his name was Mort Budweiser.
His name... It's not Bud... No, his name was not Mort...
Yeah, it was Mort, and then his nickname was Bud, and his last name was Weiser.
Oh, stop it. That's not...
82% sure.
Yeah, maybe you should try reading something while you're not drinking what's inside of the thing you're reading.
Look, I do what I do. I am what I am. And look, if I'm so dumb, how do you think I got through high school then, smarty pants?
How you got through high school? I can tell you how you got through high school. Me and Dom and John and every other, all your other brothers did all your schoolwork for you. That's how you got through.
Look, you ungrateful ingrate. If I didn't keep my grades up, I'd be cut from the Newbridge High football team. And then I wouldn't get drafted by the NFL and be able to provide for you guys and Ma and Dad.
Provide. Because you didn't get drafted. Because you didn't. So that's what kept you from the. You didn't even get drafted by the NFL. You got cut from the USFBFL after like a month at best.
Look, you're painting me out to be some kind of half-animal, part-party machine, and I don't like it.
Uh-huh. Well,
at all.
Well, I'm calling it like it is, Ron.
All right. Well, I'll call it like it was.
Uh-huh.
All right, and I'll nutshell it for you and your dumb listeners, if I must.
Oh, okay. Please, enlighten all of us, Ron.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to say on my tombstone.
What?
He enlightened all of us.
That's what's going to be on your tombstone.
Yeah.
He enlightened all of us.
He enlightened all of us.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like a dash, all earthlings. Like they're saying it.
Oh, so you're going to, okay. So you're some sort of god.
God-like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, all right, look, I'll nutshell this thing for everybody, all right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I decided to go with the USFBFL as I was nearing the end of my high school football career, all right?
Yeah, you decided to go with them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tell
but,
us
you know,
more.
Unlike the NFL, the USFBFL, which is the United States Football League, they accept players straight from high school.
Yeah.
And I knew there'd be no chance of sneaking you guys into my college classrooms to do all my work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that league was my best shot.
Yeah, trying to play for the USFBFL.
I got signed.
Uh-huh. To the preseason, like the camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by the Newbridge Spankers. Remember their logo?
The Newbridge Spankers. It was a...
They weren't around long.
No, if I'm not mistaken, the logo was, it was like a father wearing a football helmet spanking a child.
Yeah.
Really
pretty weird, right?
Weird. Not sure what that has to do with football or any sport.
The 80s were a weird time, man.
80s were a weird time, Ron.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So.
That band you like, Kaja Goo Goo?
Yeah. Kaja Goo, that's that band I liked, yeah.
Yep.
Look, well, let's stop talking about the stuff I liked or didn't like back then.
Yeah,
and let's talk about how you got cut from the Newbridge Spankers.
All right. Well, first of all, they had this ridiculous curfew, 9 p.m.
And this is you. You're in training camp now.
Training camp, yeah, right out of high school.
Months away from the actual season.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So this curfew's at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
9 p.m. was when I start to get rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the way I saw it. What do these coaches care if I'm parting my sack off as long as I deliver on the football field the next day, right?
Uh-huh. If you're partying, I'm not even going to say that. That's just... Well, did you even deliver on the football field the next day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after I shook off my hangover and I barfed it all out a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I did. Maybe.
Maybe.
Kind of.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
So after you partied all night.
Yeah.
Then you hit the field and you're out there holding your head because you have a hangover.
Because I partied my ass off the night before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was that was not the only problem, though.
Oh, no. See, then I got caught trying to hustle the team owner's grandson out of his birthday money.
Uh-huh.
With my portable boardwalk ring toss game.
I forgot about that. You had
Remember that?
It was like a boardwalk game.
It was the coolest game, yeah. Do you remember?
It was like bottles, right? Like Coke bottles?
Coke bottles, yeah.
Uh-huh. And people have like these little shower curtain rings.
Yep.
And they're trying to throw them onto to get them to land on the rim of on the lip of the Coke bottle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But it was totally fixed, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And
there was
no
way anyone was going to win that thing.
But you had a portable one of these.
I did, yeah.
I'm not sure how that came to be, and it's really ridiculous that you had a portable boardwalk ring toss game that you just brought, and you seemed to bring it everywhere.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So you ended up you bilked the team owner's grandson?
His grandson really wanted to win this stuffed chimp that I would carry around also as a prize.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, he was so upset, man.
That he couldn't win the chimp.
Yeah, he cried like an elephant at a yacht christening.
Wow.
Yep.
So he was, that is,
Oh, man, there's another time, though?
Yeah? What's that?
What?
No, you...
I dropped my wallet.
This is not the end of what got you booted from the Spankers.
Oh, no. No, not at all. No. This other time, the team had a dinner where all the veteran players would haze the rookies.
Uh-huh.
And by putting us together to make this talent show.
Okay.
You know, and of course, you know, these players, not a ton of talent going on there outside of football.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do at this dinner?
I shocked everybody by doing this rap to the tune of Rapper's Delight. Remember that song?
Sure.
Yeah.
So you did your own version of Rapper's Delight.
I did. And it was so great. It was so cool. And it was all meant to be in good fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, clearly something is not sitting well with it if this is something you're bringing up. What was wrong with your version of Rapper's Delight?
To me, I have no idea, you know? I thought it was very cool. It was very tasteful. The second verse was about me having sex with the quarterback's wife while he was on the set of a muffler commercial.
That was in the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people also said that the song was racist.
Uh-huh.
And homophobic.
Uh-huh.
And xenophobic.
Uh-huh.
And anti-Semitic.
Uh-huh.
Anti-Muslim.
Uh-huh.
Anti-Asian.
Uh-huh.
And anti-white, which I didn't even get at all.
Wow, you covered all the bases.
A lot of bases.
Yeah, yeah. Proud moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that's what got you the boot?
No, there's more.
There's more.
Yep. Well, you know, the end of the line came for me when I got caught betting on scrimmage games that we'd have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not even full games.
Okay.
You know, and I got caught for betting against the Spankers.
Hold on. You bet? You bet against your own team in a scrimmage?
I did, yeah.
A game that you were playing in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you affect the outcome?
Who, me?
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Oh, man. Well, I guess the statute of limitations is going on this, so... Yeah, you know, I threw my last game by dropping every pass that was thrown to me.
So, you're in a game.
Yeah.
And you're deliberately botching the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then by the end of the game.
Yeah.
The score was pretty close. So, it's like halfway into the last quarter.
Yeah.
And I get thrown this pass. And I catch it, and I ran backwards down the field into the other team's end zone just to make sure.
Ugh.
Yeah.
How could anybody see that as anything other than you are the most crooked person they've ever seen?
Well, someone did think that.
Uh-huh.
You know, the next morning, I find out I got cut.
Yeah, someone did think that. Yeah, someone.
One person. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
He just happened to be the coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what happened?
He told me to come to the office the first thing in the morning and turn in my playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get there and I figure, you know, they can't cut me if I eat the playbook.
the playbook, which is like a folder that they give out to all the players to learn all the patterns and all the routes.
Thick. Oh, yeah, thick.
It's like a phone book almost.
Exactly. And I figure, if anything, now I am the team more than anybody else because the plays are inside me.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It ain't.
That because the plays were in your stomach.
Yeah.
You are the team.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
But I tell you, I blew it.
Well, how did you blow it?
Well, I forgot that I also kept a couple thermometers in the playbook folder, and I ended up eating them also.
Uh-huh.
And I got mercury poisoning.
Okay.
So I started throwing up in front of the coaches.
Yeah.
And they rushed me to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then like a week later, Coach Nortmorton, he felt sorry for me. And he let me stay on the team for one more game.
Okay.
But he didn't let me play.
So you got benched.
Yeah. Not only that, he made me the bench.
What's that?
He made me the bench.
He made you the bench. I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, guys would take turns sitting on me during the game.
As if you were the... So they literally made you into the bench.
You need something to sit on, yeah.
That's... So...
It was very humiliating, Tom.
I could imagine being sat on by...
Yeah.
All the players...
Yeah. So I sued the team.
Uh-huh.
But I lost.
And there's a shocker.
Yeah, and they made me clean the whole football field with my mouth.
Oh, this is just... Oh, this is just so insane. Everything you do is insane. But, you know, this is not what we're here to... This podcast... That you're doing.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
And
what on earth do you do on your podcast?
I do all kinds of things.
Like what?
Well, I talk about all kinds of things. I put down people and things that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
People I really can't stand, I throw into the hate hole.
The hate hole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds a little familiar.
Mm. Well, I also do cigar talk.
What is cigar talk?
I rate stogies.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm a cigar aficionado, Tom.
Yeah, what are you?
I'm a cigar aficionado.
A cigar? A fisherman? What did you just say?
I'm a cigar aficionado.
I'm not understanding what that... A cigar? A fisherman?
Yeah.
Auto?
Yeah.
Aficionado?
What's that?
I think it's what you're trying to say.
No. See, those are my interests. I like cigars, I like fishing, and I like cars.
The phrase is aficionado, not... What was you said? A cigar, a fisherman.
Yeah, cigar, a fisherman, auto.
That's so. It's so.
You're dumb.
I'm dumb.
So dumb.
I'm
so dumb.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, my fans love to watch me smoke cigars.
Uh huh. Yeah. They love to watch it.
Oh yeah.
How are they watching it?
They watch it on the podcast.
Oh, you're telling me you have a video feed.
I do, yeah. Yeah, you can check it out on YouTube.
Oh. I have to see this. YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
My channel is called Real Best Show.
Hold on. Real Best Show.
Pick up some pointers.
Here we go. Cigar talk. Oh my God. This is you.
Pretty rocking, right?
Well, let me just describe it for people who don't, listening to the show, because we don't have a video feed here, Ron. So.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you got to get with it, son.
You're wearing, my brother, you're wearing like a flame shirt.
Right.
Is that, you have like a beanie on your head. Like a...
It's a jazz beanie.
A jazz beanie.
A blues beanie.
Okay, you're wearing a flame shirt and a blues beanie. You're wearing, it looks like what, I guess, is that like a motorcycle riding vest?
Yeah.
Like cuts, like motorcycle, like gang cuts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're in front of a desk.
Yeah.
And the background is like...
Well, describe my facial hair.
It's like, it's kind of like a Raleigh Fingers thing, but it just goes out, not in.
It's out there.
It actually goes up also.
Yep.
How is it, how do you have a mustache that goes up?
It takes me about 4 hours in the morning to get that thing happening.
To get it up.
Yeah. It's a stash swoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost in your eyes.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It's like Elton John had his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I got my vertical stash.
Yeah, well, you're the only one with it. I'll say that. You definitely have the market cornered on mustaches that go up.
I do have the marker cornered on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're sitting at a desk. All right, you're holding up. You're reading like a Sears. Oh, this is so weird. You're reading like a Sears catalog. Is that what that is?
Yep.
And you're holding up pictures of what looks like women, like female models in like undergarments.
Yeah, I rate them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is that in the background? Is that a Heather Locklear poster?
Yeah, why?
Ugh. So trashy.
You liked it when I had it in my room when you were a kid.
So trashy.
You were constantly coming in there and asking me to leave. What was that about?
So it's the same poster.
Yep.
Now you're smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Ugh. You're way too into it.
Describe my jeans.
They're like... I guess they're like like acid washed. Is that what you call that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little puffy.
Yeah, and they don't even go all the way down.
They make my big sneakers pop, though, right?
Your big sneakers are popping.
My big, fluffy high tops.
Yeah. Thank goodness the desk you have is, like, so cheap that it only goes, like, part way down. It's only covering your gut.
It's better than your desk.
Better than mine. So this is a desk off. Is that what this is?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah.
What an old fashioned desk off.
Challenge you to a desk off.
Yeah, just like back. Like we might
as
well
be. Lincoln was killed.
What's that?
That's how Lincoln was killed, right?
With a desk off.
But he had a desk off with somebody.
Yeah, we might as well be back in Daddy's house having another desk off.
Yeah.
And are you sitting on the chair? Looks like it's a toilet.
It is. I got it at the shore.
Oh, what a trashy! It's so trashy, Ron.
Wait till you hear about the porno panel if you want to start talking trash.
Ugh, what is the porno panel?
That's part of my show. my buddy Scooch Wheels and Boof.
Yeah.
They talk about the latest developments in the adult entertainment industry.
Oh, so you have updates of
yeah.
Porno movies.
Yeah, who's doing what? To who?
That sounds,
how often?
That sounds really intriguing.
You know what's also intriguing?
What?
When I do my puppets.
Your puppets.
Yeah, I have these puppets that kind of chime in on the show.
Uh-huh. Please, tell me. Tell me more about these puppets.
Well, one is a very opinionated chipmunk named Greg.
Okay.
And the other is this weird green heavy metal loving blobby kind of creature named Van.
Van.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Wow, I could only imagine where you got the idea for those two puppets.
Just came to me.
Oh, just came to you.
Yep.
Just
like where it came from, you know.
Like that.
Genius just comes.
Yeah, like it's just like getting hit by a bolt of lightning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that spark of inspiration. You and Da Vinci, both. Same
like the
thing.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
I also do Big Brother Ron's movie review.
You review movies.
I sure do.
On the what kind of movies are you reviewing? All those dumb straight to video movies you always watch, like American Dick Shot and Pumped and Primed.
Well, listen, for your information.
Yeah.
My next podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reviewing Unbroken, A Most Violent Year, Inherent Vice, and Big Eyes.
No offense, Ron. You are one of the stingiest guys I've ever met, and I cannot believe that you actually went to an actual movie theater and actually paid to see real movies in an actual theater.
What, are you nuts? And pay those exorbitant soda, candy, and popcorn prices? You're out of your mind.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you see the movies then?
Oh, I borrowed your screeners. I hope you don't mind.
Ugh. Is this where all my Writers Guild screeners went? It's one of the only good things about being in the Writers Guild is you get DVD screeners of movies that come out around the holidays to vote on for awards and stuff.
Right.
I did not. How did you get them?
Oh, see, I camp out of your mailbox every morning at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your mailman Skip comes.
Uh-huh, Skip.
Oh, my God, what a piece of work that guy
is.
Yeah,
that's a whole other thing.
Hey, you do know that he relieves himself in your shrubs, right?
Ugh.
At least I think that's what he's doing. Now I'm beginning to wonder.
Yeah, ugh, Skip. Is that what he does that?
That's what it looks like.
No.
Yeah. Hey, but don't worry. You'll get those screeners back as soon as I get them back from Sheila Larson.
Uh-huh.
You lent them to her.
Oh, great. So you lent these movies to Sheila?
She loves film, Tom.
Okay, Ron.
You do know I've been seeing her lately, right?
Sheila Larson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a little odd.
Well, look, I know it's weird what with her and Dom having been married.
Yeah.
But, man, what a woman.
Uh-huh.
She's really taught me a lot, you know? She really took me to thigh school, Tom.
Ugh, that's thigh school. That is... That's like an all-time low, even by your
standards. Shut up.
You shut up.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm only about 15 minutes into Wild, but I like it.
Wild,
that movie?
Is that a Reese Witherspoon movie?
Exactly, and I'm only a little bit into it, but it appears to be the story of a hot girl's quest to hike the Pacific Coast Trail while carrying the world's largest backpack.
Is that what it's about?
That's what it seems like it's about so far.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. I love that movie Big Eyes, too.
Big Eyes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the one thing I don't like about it?
What's that?
They never said what made the kid's eyes so big.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, all the kids in it, except for the couple's own daughter, have big eye syndrome. Actually, I think the medical term is opticus giganticus.
Opticus giganticus.
Yeah, but they never say what caused it. Maybe, like, paint fumes or something. That seems like the logical conclusion, right?
Ron, those were not real kids in the movie. Those are paintings.
Well, how do you know? You ain't even seen it yet.
I know what paintings look like, and I've seen the trailer for it.
I don't know if you do or not.
Uh-huh. Well.
Yeah. Oh, you know that film Inherent Vice?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you one Oscar it's a shoo-in for.
What's that?
Longest movie.
Okay.
It's really long. I'm an hour and 20 minutes into this thing,
yeah,
and I have no idea what's going on. There's like an hour to go.
Really? What? Yeah. What? What can't? What don't you follow in Inherent Vice?
Well, I do know that it's about the guy who sang in the summertime, trying to find out who kidnapped the guy who beat him in last year's Sideburns Growing Championship. But then I got really lost after he goes to see Rodney Bingenheimer at the K-Rock office.
Hold on a second. So, wait, no, that's... It's not about... You think it's about Mungo Jerry?
Yeah.
The guy who did In the Summertime, or the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and... That's not Rodney Bingenheimer. I think you're talking about Martin Short.
Oh. Well, again, how do you know? You ain't seen it yet.
Oh, Ron.
Tell you, man.
What?
My pod tales are way better than that stuff.
Your pod... What are pod tales?
Well, I have a section of my podcast where I tell short stories that I've written.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller, Tom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have stories inside me that need to come out, Tom.
Oh, well, this is a new development.
Because I'm a storyteller.
You're a storyteller. This is a new development. I didn't know you were a storyteller, Ron.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what stories need to come out of you?
Oh, well, I'll nutshell this latest one for you, okay?
Please.
It's called Blood of the Consulate. And it's a Ron Thrillington adventure.
Ron Thrillington.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Uh-huh.
The scene is New York City.
Okay.
A diplomat from the country of Thomistan, which is a total dump of a country. It's like manure. They eat manure and they drink it.
Uh-huh. And Thomas.
Thomistan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came to me.
Yeah. All right, please. Go ahead.
Anyway, this guy's going around on a violent terror spree.
Okay.
And every time he's about to get caught, he plays the trump card on law enforcement, which is, of course, diplomatic immunity.
So this diplomat from Thomistan,
yeah,
is being a nuisance.
Yeah.
Violent whatever, and he's... When the cops try to bring him down, he invokes diplomatic immunity.
Exactly, yeah. And at one point, he actually robs a bank in front of the cops, but they can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So?
There's only one man to take care of this.
Can I guess?
You have one guess.
Ron Thrillington.
That's right, Ron Thrillington.
Uh-huh.
He's a 5-star general and a former member of SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
And he's dedicated his life to cleaning up the scum of the earth like this creep.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. So Ron leaves his Aspen ski resort and his beautiful wife, who is so hot she's posed for We Magazine twice. It's a classy one.
So Ron leaves his...
You know what We means in French?
Yes.
Sex.
No, it means yes. Doesn't mean sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so his wife posed in... We Magazine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So he leaves the ski resort so he can go take care of this ape-like guy from Thomistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he does battle with this guy. He finally gets him by tricking him into robbing a convenience store that's actually located 3 miles in the sky.
Okay.
Which means it's in international airspace.
Which means he cannot invoke diplomatic immunity.
Exactly, right, yeah.
So
pretty smart, right?
Yeah, so Ron...
I came up with that myself.
Well, it's very, very... it's very clever. So Ron arrests him and...
He pulls out his Uzi and he unloads like 8,000 rounds into him.
Uh-huh.
It's sick.
And this is your story. What was it called? Blood of the Consulate?
Yeah.
You know... And I love how the guy is from Thomistan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sounds like a place where creeps would live, right?
Yeah, I just...
The lowest of the low.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. I get it. Don't worry, Ron. Nobody couldn't get that the shot you're taking at me.
Hey, you read into it what you read into it, son.
Well, tell me, what else do you do on this podcast?
Oh, man, one of the funniest things I do?
Uh-huh.
I had this segment called The Joe Show.
The Joe Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Joe Show. Oh, I know what this is.
How do you know what it is? I made it up.
Okay, well, why don't you tell everybody what The Joe Show is?
All right. I do this fake talk show that's hosted by Joe Namath and Joe Walsh. It's so funny. They just talk to each other all the time.
Yeah, it's so funny. That was something I was doing at Thanksgiving dinner right in front of you, and there's no way that you came up with The Joe Show.
What are you talking about? You need to get back on your meds, son.
That's my thing. The joke.
No, it's not. Check it out. All right, so. And it's the Joe Show. Here's your host, Joe Namath. Hey, Joe Walsh, you play the guitar for the Eagles, but you also do your own songs like Life's Been Good to Me and Rocky Mountain Wet. Rocky Mountain. You do great music.
It's terrible. This is terrible.
Oh, hey, thanks, Joe. I love when you played football. That's like a taste of it.
That is so awful.
Wait, what?
That is the worst.
What are you talking about?
That's an eighth-rate version of what I was doing.
You think you're so hot? Let's hear you do it.
Okay. Well, I was doing something more like, what you have to understand when you're playing football with Bear Bryant, football is about discipline and really establishing a legacy, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe? How you doing? How you doing? With Rocky Mountain Way, you're doing with the Eagles. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Eagles. Joe.
All right. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what, I bet you can't throw in, oh, man. What's that guy? Who's that hobo singer that everyone but you loves? What's his name?
Tom Waits?
Yeah. But you can't throw that in.
That I can't throw Tom Waits into the Joe Show?
Yeah.
We got a very exciting guest on the Joe Show coming up next. You got Tom. Why don't you introduce him, Joe? Pretty exciting. We got his album, Frank's Wild Years. This is Tom Waits.
Hey, how's everybody doing? You're beautiful. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
That is pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of it was just passable.
Oh, you know, I am so mad at you with this. I don't know where you get off doing this, and you have to just at least change the name of your show.
Why?
Why?
It is the real best show.
No, it's, what is it, Big Brother Ron's The Best Show or something?
Yes, yeah.
It's misleading, and you're just trying to loop my listeners in accidentally.
Oh, no, I ain't, man. You know, let's get down to the core of this whole thing.
Yeah?
You're just jealous of me. You always have been, and you're especially jealous now.
I'm jealous.
You know why.
Oh, I'm jealous what? I know what you think I'm jealous of in your...
I know what you're jealous of.
Your broken brain. You think I'm jealous of Bruce Jovi.
Well, what else would it be?
For everybody who doesn't know, my brother Ron is the singer in a... And get ready for... It is a Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi tribute band called Bruce Jovi.
And it's pretty great. And I'll tell you, everybody out there, we're playing this weekend at Los Amigos in Newbridge. And this is a very special show. It's going to be spectacular. We're going to do Working on a Dream and Lost Highway in their entireties, but one song from each back to back. So it's Bruce Jovi all night long. Yeah.
Bruce Jovi, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
When we go from Outlaw Pete to We Got It Going On,
yeah,
you're going to stink up your khakis.
That's the worst notion I've ever heard. Stink up your khakis. That's disgusting. It's beyond.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Oh, that is...
Oh, jeez.
What?
I didn't realize what time it was. I didn't know we'd been talking this long.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta run.
Uh-huh. Where do you suddenly have to go?
Well, listen, my associate producer is coming over to discuss Friday's show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, man, this cat is invaluable to my podcast. He makes it run so smooth.
You have an associate producer.
Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. He'd be here now, but he says he has something really stupid he's gotta suffer through until like midnight tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, said he's doing this ape-like friend a huge favor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mike loves his beer, so I need to run to the store and get him a case of Coors Light. I want to have it chilled for him before he gets back.
Wait, your associate... My associate producer is named Mike also. And Mike... My associate producer, Mike, also likes to drink Coors Light.
Hmm. I don't know. A lot of Coors-loving Mikes out there, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Only one from Bayonne that I know of, though.
He's from Bayonne also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, this sounds way too close for comfort.
Loves the Grateful Dead, my guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Oh, well, hey, baby brother, I will talk to you later,
yeah.
And I'll see you at the New Year's Day car toss.
I guess I will. Okay. Oh, I think I gotta talk to Mike. Where's Mike? That is not acceptable, Mike. And they hear a crack of a beer.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Mike. Pick a team, Mike. Pick a team. This guy's trying to have it every which way. It's going to be on it's on my brother's knockoff podcast. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course. And you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.